Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The House Republican plan to overhaul the tax code will be the focus of intense debate over the next few weeks. President Trump wants Congress to pass a measure he can sign by the end of the year. GOP lawmakers claim their plan would simplify the tax code, help the middle class, create jobs, and stimulate the economy. Democrats disagree. Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal is the ranking member on the tax writing House Ways and Means Committee, and the Springfield Democrat joins us now. Good morning, Congressman.
How delighted to be with you.
You are an outspoken leading critic of the Republican effort. In a nutshell, why?
I think it's a missed opportunity. There's broad agreement that the tax code is inefficient and underproductive. And I think that this could have and should have been done in a bipartisan manner with both parties getting together and trying to sort the differences, acknowledging clearly that we all are in broad agreement on what's wrong, less in agreement on how to fix it.
What is it that you believe you're in broad agreement about regarding what's wrong?
I think that when you measure America's position in terms of international competition, we all would acknowledge that the OECD rate in terms of corporate taxation, is at about 25%. And I think that we could have designed on our side, working with Republicans, a plan to adjust the American corporate tax rate in a negotiated process by shutting down other loopholes to help pay for it. And I think instead, the determination here was to go to a 20% corporate rate and to try to fit a size 12 foot into a size 7 shoe. When you do that, what you're doing is you're taking away medical expenses for the disabled. I think you begin to shave back the mortgage interest deduction. You eliminate the ability to, on your tax forms, deduct income taxes at the state level. And I think it makes us, in so many ways, less competitive because I think it takes away security from middle-class families.
Is there anything you like in the plan?
I think that they do touch upon some issues that are worthwhile. The problem is they phase them in and they phase them out. So under the disguise of eliminating complexity, what they've done in a sense is to make it more complex. One thing that's really a kind of a burr under my saddle is that in 1986, which they hearken to in this discussion, it's important to remember that the first tax bill that led to the 1986 Tax Reform Act was filed in 1982 by Bill Bradley and Dick Gephardt. In between, 450 witnesses offered testimony and opined about what was wrong with the tax code. There were more than 30 public hearings to discuss the tax code, and the markup lasted for weeks with the Secretary of the Treasury sitting in the room. In this case, we are going to mark up on Monday. There have been no public hearings, and there have been no witnesses that have offered testimony on what was to be undertaken. So I think on policy and process, this further concentrates wealth. I think it removes the alternative minimum tax, which we fixed for the middle class 2 years ago. In addition, I think that the idea that we're going to repeal the estate tax, I don't know how you can argue that those two items are middle-class tax relief.
What would be, in your view, the worst for Massachusetts?
Oh, I think shaving back that mortgage interest deduction, that is not helpful at all. We have a thriving housing market in Massachusetts based upon the whole notion of income elasticity, and that simply means that as people move up, it's good for all of us because it creates greater mobility.
Based on what you have observed, what major changes do you think are actually most likely to pass the entire House?
Well, I think that they're going to have real trouble passing this, to be frank. In tax work, everybody's united as long as you keep the conversation general. Once the conversation gets specific and you find out what's about to fall out of the code, understanding that for just about every provision in the code, there's a constituency, that once that happens and you get to specificity, that's when people begin to fall off. So I am confident there are going to be some surprises in this discussion on Monday that is going to further peel off some of the Republicans when they find out that their constituents are about to pay the price, literally, for other areas of the code that could have been done and completed in a bipartisan manner.
In terms of the intensity of the debate, how affected will this be by the simultaneous intensifying of the Mueller investigation and other controversies swirling around the Trump administration? How do you perceive that as changing possibly the approach?
Yeah, The president, I assume, will be tweeting from Asia. And I think that this is going to receive a lot of attention from news media. And it's been advertised as this big tax reform package. So I think that there's going to be considerable interest from citizens groups and others as they watch the actual rollout of the legislation. So my guess is that this is going to be turbocharged.
Congressman Neal, thank you for your time.
Thank you. That was great to be with you. All the best.
Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal.